The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Back.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, get some highs, you get some lows, feel a little bit in between. What could it be? We've been covering the stories of vaccines that are linked to autism for many, many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And it tugs at your heart, especially when you talk to families, parents who've been impacted, their children have been impacted. And then you deal with the medical dunderheads who have their ears stuffed with the cotton from pill bottles from the pharmaceutical industrial complex, shouting and yelling and screaming. There is no link. Vaccines are safe. Vaccines are effective. Go back to sleep. You're not going back to sleep. I'm not going back to sleep in that way. About a year and a half plus now ago, our good friend, PhD Brian Hooker, revealed that he was having conversations with what became known as the hashtag CDC whistleblower, William Thompson, that revealed some very bad behavior at the CDC. Obfuscation of data, trashing of data, massaging of data, eliminating data so that there would be no apparent link revealed in the published studies of MMR to autism. And so now we have the movie Vax come out. Again, long story short, Vax comes out, Robert De Niro, Tribeca, the suppression of freedom of speech, whatever. It splashes it all over the world. And I said that they were going to have to try and find a way to unring the bell or put the genie back in the bottle. I wouldn't be successful, but they were going to try. What were they going to do? Attack the parents of vaccine-injured children? That's not working so well for them. And Brian Hooker is a dad of a vaccine-injured parent. And at the Q&A session of one of the recent, at the Manhattan Film Festival, I believe, in New York City, he was on the panel and revealed something quite shocking to a lot of folks. We're going to get to the bottom of it as far as we can right now with Brian Hooker. Brian Hooker, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert. It is always a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, I'm so glad to have you on board. Of course, I heard panic calls when we were off the air about what you were saying. Hearing from, I believe, the attorney of the CDC whistleblower, William Thompson, that he's about to publish a paper in May that would disavow somehow the link between MMR and autism. That overview, I mean, it's a shocking statement, but not an unexpected thing. But maybe you can reveal a little bit more, help us understand what's going on.
Sure. Rick Morgan, who is Dr. Thompson's whistleblower attorney, revealed in a phone call that I did not take the phone call myself. I can't really reveal exactly who took the phone call. When I try to contact Rick Morgan, he does not return my calls. But what he revealed was that Dr. Thompson was going to publish a paper in May 2016 that would essentially be a reanalysis of the MMR vaccine, and I believe the effect regarding African American males, the effect that he revealed to me, the effect that I elucidated, the effect that I published on, And what he is going to attempt to do is to say that there is no link between the MMR vaccine and autism in African-American males, but instead it is socioeconomic factors that are in the African-American community that is causing this increase in autism, and you know, somehow he's going to absolve the MMR vaccine.
But how do you absolve the MMR vaccine if it's given in all of those cases, and then you blame socioeconomic factors? I'm just not following how that can be done.
When you do statistics, a number of different things can be done, whether they're right or not.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of deception that goes on in statistics. I have looked at the data. I've known about this in part for about a week, and I've gone back and I've looked at the data to see how one would go about incorporating socioeconomic factors. And one of the problems of doing that is that if you look at this particular study set, this was the Metropolitan Atlanta study set that was published in 2004. The only way that you can look at socioeconomic factors in the African American portion of the study set is if you look at only those people that had valid state of Georgia birth certificates. And that brings us back to square one. That is what the CDC did from the very beginning, is they eliminated those children where they only had school records and they didn't have birth certificate records. And so evidently what Thompson is going to do is he's going to go back to that same fallback.
Okay.
He's going to reduce the size of the statistical sample, and he will lose statistical power. And it's the same thing that they used to cover up the effect in the first place.
So it's a justification for the discarding of the data, however legitimate or illegitimate it is, to create the same result or the same, what would we call it at that point, the same... Well, I guess it is the result at that point to say, well, this is what we wanted to find in the first place, but we're just going to say it's done in a different way.
That's the best way to put it. He will analyze the data in a different way. It will not be the same analysis that they published back in 2004. You know, one of the things, you know, some of the possibilities that he could try to link this to would be maternal level of education, maternal age, birth weight of the individuals. The African Americans have about double the proportion of low birth weight children compared to Caucasian children. And so there's a number of different things that he could really try and do. And, you know, I've racked my brain against the wall, and I will be sitting there waiting to analyze this new version of the paper. And I'd have to say, I believe that Dr. Thompson is going to lose credibility by doing this, and I wish he wasn't doing this particular reanalysis, and I wish that, like I had begged him to do back in 2014, I wish that he would have just left the CDC and come clean completely at that particular point. Unfortunately, he did not.
It seems strategically, for those that don't want anybody to acknowledge a link between the MMR and autism, that it would be a good thing to find a way to take William Thompson's credibility down a notch should he ever testify in front of Congress.
That is correct. And I think that there is there's probably some effort in the CDC behind that. That you know, the superiors are thinking this is a really good way that we can discredit Dr. Thompson. You know, there have been things that have been linked from the CDC about Dr. Thompson being supposedly a psychiatric patient or psychologically unstable. Paul Offit got those talking points and echoed those in the mainstream media, and I believe he got those directly from the CDC. And it's typical of the CDC. When somebody falls out of line, like Thompson did, they turn it into a problem with that person. It could never be the problem with the CDC. It's got to be a problem with Dr. Thompson. And this is just further an effort to discredit him.
Well, as we say, strategically, they have to look at something that could efficiently bring some of the folks that are on the fence back into the club, the vaccine club. because many people, because of the movie Vaxxed and the Q&A and what Del Bigtree has done by leaving the show The Doctors, has really put another pockmark, so to speak, and that's an understatement, in the eye or a black eye in the eye of those who would defend vaccines as if they are safe and effective, despite the $3 billion plus played out to families of vaccine injured and killed children and even some adults on the schedule. And then beyond that, more or less, how do we keep people compliant with the so-called mandates that are not really mandates unless, of course, in California, you want to send your kids to school, which is another dilemma altogether. These are the dying gasps of a paradigm, but it's a belief system. No doubt, and they're rallying their troops to defend this and to attack those who have attacked it based on what's happened here, but they can no longer attack the parents in the same way they used to because there's too many of them. And when you've got a Bobby De Niro coming on and going, yeah, my kid's that way too, we need to have the discussion. And when you have Fox and Friends, Steve Doocy asking questions and not denigrating Wakefield on camera. Again, there's big trouble happening, and so they were going to have to figure out something to do, so I'm not surprised by this. I don't know how efficient or effective it will be. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I think that what CDC is doing will backfire because there are so many things that when in these conversations that I had with Dr. Thompson, in the documents that he shared not only with me but also with Congress, there are so many different smoking guns that have been revealed. You know, the data fraud is data fraud. And there was an effect in African Americans that the CDC chose to cover up. That cover up went to the highest levels of the CDC, all the way to the director, Dr. Julie Gerberding, and it was withheld from the 2004 Institute of Medicine meeting on vaccines and autism, which consequently was used to deny vaccine injury claims in the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. And so there's a real obstruction of justice here, and, you know, this is documented information. And in addition to that, what Dr. Thompson related to me had to do with the MMR vaccine. It also had to do with Thimerosal, which is still in flu shots that are given to infants and pregnant women, and how Thimerosal causes ticks, how ticks is associated with autism. And so, you know, you just can't take this one snippet, this one little piece,
right,
that is suspect at best, and then have it negate everything that Dr. Thompson revealed to me.
Right. Brian, stand by. I'm going to ask you to hang on for another few minutes with us to the bottom of the hour if you can. We've got a few more questions, and I want to calm the nerves of those who are thinking, oh, it's a disaster. It's not. It's to be expected. What to do next? Brian Hooker is with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Show notes are posted at robertscottbell.com, including a little bit of excerpt from the Focus for Health article, Dr. William Thompson's reanalysis of this paper. What are the facts that remain? Brian Hooker revealed them. Six different things that you want to read and review that are not going to change just because Thompson decides to do another paper based on a payout, a gift, a threat. We don't know what's going on totally behind the scenes, but Brian Hooker is here to help us out and also to let us know what's next and encourage folks to see the movie Vaxxed. And there's another film out there that you should see as well.
That's correct. I encourage people to see the movie Vaxxed and also to see the movie Trace Amounts. The movie Trace Amounts came out in 2015. It is, if you go to traceamounts.com, you can get information on how you can purchase the film, purchase the DVD. I think that there are ways that you can stream the film as well. I'm not sure if it's up on Netflix. Both are very, very sound, and both are, represent just people of impeccable character who have been fighting for our children for a super, super long time.
Yeah, and I did see the picture with a whole bunch of celebs and RFK and Jim Carrey and others with Robert De Niro, I'm sure, and also from Trace Amounts, Eric Gladden, and I'm thinking that they must have really just document dumped, if you will, or loaded up Robert De Niro with information.
They certainly did, and they have been working with Robert De Niro. They've been working with Jim Carrey, I appeared in a Trace Amounts event with Alicia Silverstone. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. Alicia Silverstone, yes.
And so they have really been going gangbusters. And I think that there's, you know, there's a synergistic vaxxed effect when you know, because of the way Tribeca handled this and the you know, all the PR that vaxxed got, you know, it is also helped Trace Amounts as well, you know,
beautiful,
which is more specific to Thimerosal.
Yes, that was a beautiful side benefit of the suppression of freedom of speech there, and I thank Bobby De Niro from my heart that he did that, actually, because we wouldn't have been seeing vax pop up everywhere. That would have might have come and gone very quickly, other than in our community. So it's backfiring on them, as this new report, I believe, that Thompson is going to publish will backfire on them. Again, not to be unexpected that this would happen. You knew they were going to do something, but how are you feeling about the movement forward? It's not like they're going to suddenly jump to our side and go, yeah, you guys were right all along. I don't expect that, but they won't be able to hold this off forever.
No, I think if anything, our movement forward has got more momentum than ever. I think that that's very, very scary, and I think that's one of the reasons why there is this reanalysis of data has come down the pike. But I want to encourage people to continue to reach out to Congress, to their own congressmen. I know that Bill Posey's documents, 14 different congressmen have requested and received and have analyzed or are analyzing those particular documents. I would ask specifically if anybody is Mark Meadows' constituent out of North Carolina, that they reach out and contact him, as well as Jason Chaffetz in Utah, who has met with Andy Wakefield directly. And I believe that it is, you know, it is extremely viable, and this changes nothing except for it makes people like me, it makes the hair stand up on the back of their necks, and it gives us more resolve. And, you know, last I checked, I have a pulse, and if I have a pulse, I'm going to be fighting this fight.
Yeah, as are the thousands and thousands of parents and families that are affected in this way. Also, a shout-out, thanks to Celia Farber also for getting us the heads up, as well as far as getting the word out on Baxter. And, Brian, what you've done here, and I can't say thank you enough for standing up for what is right. Not that you need the thanks, because you're doing it for your son and any other child that has been injured, and hopefully the millions of children yet to be that will not be injured because of all of your efforts.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for getting the word out, you and Super Don and your family and extended family. It's so great. I hope that I'm going to see you in the very near future.
Yeah, we're still working on Autism One. If we can get a sponsor to get me up there, we'll be there. Well, Brian Hooker, thank you again for the update. We'll stay in touch as we always do. And any other news that is breaking, you can tune in 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Back with more Power for Healing, and thank you, Brian Hooker.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we got a special parental advisory for hour two today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What are you laughing at? You know why I'm doing a parental advisory.
Parental advisory, I like that.
Yeah, well, it's not because we're playing a dirty Prince song. It's because...
Your discretion is advised.
Yeah, the three aminos are getting back together from a distance, right? We got Liam Sheff, Richard Pearl, and me, RSB. I have no earthly idea where it's going to go. That's probably why you'll want to tune in. But I'm just saying, hide the kids. And Patrick, get ready on the dump button, because I never know with Richard Pearl what's going to happen. So you don't want to listen to the second hour.
You know what? It's funny, because it's almost like the Robert Scott Bell version of that game show, What's My Line?
Yes.
Right?
But what do you mean? What shall I say next, or what shall I not say next?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Who knows what's gonna be said? Who's gonna say it? It's it's definitely.
We're taking bets. We're placing a bet.
Is there a pool going on?
There's a pool behind the scenes going on. Anyway, RobertScottBell.com.
Bomb first, right?
No, Patrick, be ready. RobertScottBell.com. All right, the notes are up. And Captain Morgan is under the weather. We pray for you, Captain, to get well. Our assistant millennial producer, as you know, we've talked a little bit about some of her challenges in her young medical history. She has been taken care of by the medical groups even worse than I was. And, again, she's under the weather. So I picked up the slack, did some notes, and hopefully it makes sense to all y'all who are downloading those things at robertscottbell.com. It is an emotional hour. You know, I started, and you said I sounded like the Borg Collective. We were having some clipping issues with the stream, and then these stories that we were going to cover, I was planning to cover in more in depth. I'm not going to do it, but an adult with multiple chemical sensitivities in Minnesota medically kidnapped. Because we've covered many years that we've covered medical kidnap stories. They typically involve a minor, a child, right? Whether it be a younger child, or whether it be a teenager, mid-teenager, or almost adult. There's so many kids that we've covered on this show. To hear a story of medical kidnapping of an adult is a little bit surprising. And the story of Jennifer Bixley at age 33, she's been in adult protective custody for 9 years, and they still won't let her go home to her mother. Man, their emotions welling up in me. The links are in the show notes, just so you know. If you want to explore any of these topics more in depth than I can give you today, I want you to do that. But what really got me is that I saw an updated post from the news cycle in Canada. Our friend David Steffen and family, his wife Colette, and their kids. This was all about their 19-month-old Ezekiel, who passed away in March of 2012. And they were being accused by the government of Canada under the criminal code, they say Section 215, failing to provide the necessaries of life. Now, we've had him on a couple of times at least talking about this, the fact that the ambulance itself was not equipped properly. And they acknowledged that in the courts, but yet the jury came down and basically said that they're guilty. They were charged after a year, and they're guilty of failing to provide the necessaries of life. And just, not that it's unexpected, because this is like the fix is in. When you go in to the courts run by these governments that have an agenda, a fair and impartial hearing by a jury of your peers is the last thing they want to allow to happen. They poison the juries. And if you know how to deal with it, it's even scarier for them, and maybe scarier for you too. They said there was a gasp in the courtroom as the decision from the 4-man, 8-woman jury came down in a Lethbridge courtroom just this afternoon. People were crying. And they're not held in custody at this moment, but the maximum penalty is 5 years in prison potentially. And they've got a court date June 13th to come back and find out. Now, I don't know enough about the Canadian system. If any of our Canadian listeners are listening live, is there a possibility for appeal on this case? And you know what's even more sickening to me, and it's not surprising, on the web you've got the anonymous people that are basically enraptured with joy over this verdict. Oh, they deserved it. This will serve you right. This will serve any parents right that believe in alternative medicine, as they say, that have different beliefs than yours. I mean, this is the viciousness. You know, the criminality is on the side of those who are so eager to convict a parent who has a viewpoint that is not in the medical church, in your church. The intolerance is not coming from the so-called conservative right in this case. It's coming from the liberal, loony, religious left who worship at the altar of the church of pharmaceutical mysticism and the sacrament in that church, that cult, are the needles of big pharma, vaccines. And this was the backdoor way Canada was trying to attempt to force the issue, since they can't do it constitutionally there, to mandate vaccines under the threat that if you don't, we'll get you on failing to provide for the necessities of life for your kid if something were to happen. This is the case they wanted. Question is, can it be overturned? I don't know the answer to that. But what it does tell me and remind me, really, is that if you look for justice in a government court, you're looking in the wrong place. And it's the same scenario with all of the parents, God bless them, who are dealing with injured children because of vaccines, looking to see that if we could only have congressional hearings, that would change everything. Well, I'd like to think it would, but it wouldn't, because there are criminals at every level of that government agency, of those agencies, and of course the Congress, the congressional representatives in the states. You have a serious death blow to parental freedom here in this Canadian case, potentially. And it calls for not voting the bums out, because how are you going to vote the judge out? How are you going to vote the jury out? We've got ignorant parents swayed and manipulated into believing that the Steffens were negligent in some way when they did everything within their power to care for this child more holistically, and because it turned into a tragedy, not due to their fault, in my opinion, but due to a fault of the transporting ambulance. You know, there were physicians that reported in that courtroom that child would have been alive had they had the equipment necessary that they had removed from that ambulance. But that wasn't at issue, evidently, as they ruled not in their favor of the parents. So, yes, I'm upset. I'm human. I'm angry. Outraged at the same time, not surprised about any of this. But as I say, if you look to these institutions to do the right thing, you're waiting for Godot. Don't wait for them. It is time, as it's long been time, to step out and outcreate them, to unplug from their limiting, enslaved matrix, to show your civil or uncivil disobedience, in this case, to a higher calling, is appropriate, and that is an understatement. Because if you look to the courts to find justice, you will not find it there. The connection to the creator of creators is really what we have to look. Because the artificial creation that comes from government that says they have jurisdiction over you, your soul, your body, your mind, your spirit, it's another form of slavery. They may not have shackled you like they may try to shackle the Steffen family. But they may not have shackled you in irons. But emotionally, mentally, economically, spiritually even, they may have you. Now, I pray that they don't have you, because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You're connected to a deeper source, and I don't mean me or this show. I'm just here to remind you of those deeper connections from time to time. And I don't want to stimulate anybody to, from an outrage perspective, to visit violence upon these people. They know not what they do. And they will pay at some point in their lifetimes. Maybe not this one, maybe the next, wherever that may be. But you don't necessarily have to be the effect of the world that they have created and that they expect you to participate in. And maybe you unknowingly helped to create as well, because you were part of that matrix, as I was at one time in my life. The question is, what is the rightful remedy in a situation like this? And I don't have a one-size-fits-all answer for you. But I know that withdrawing consent is a number one priority. It doesn't mean, like in the case of Cassandra C., that they won't still put you in shackles and force you to accept chemotherapy against your will, as Cassandra reported saying, "I do not consent, I do not consent, I do not consent." But maintaining your integrity at this point in time, if it's not for yourself, dagnam it, for your kids and grandkids, to live up to the high ideals that perhaps your parents taught you to live up to. Did you live up to them? Are you living up to them? These are questions for you to ask yourself in the mirror. But I'm self-reflecting here too. When I see a story like David Steffen and the Steffen family being accused of a crime that was not committed and then convicted. I know that's a Canadian issue, but we have many Canadian friends and listeners. And I, you know, at least from my experience there at Total Health a couple of weeks back, they have a love. You have a love of liberty as well. It's not just Americans, it's North Americans. The question is, what do you do in Canada? That's for you to decide. What do you do in Minnesota when a judge says, or a adult protective services says, your child who is an adult has to be taken into custody and forced to accept drugs, the very drugs that likely caused her to lose her memory completely and totally, because she was so sensitive to these synthetic toxic poisons from the environment? And that includes those sanctioned by the Fear and Death Administration here in the United States. I often hesitate to use words that are, you know, filled with war imagery. The battle lines are drawn. On some level, there is truth to that. But there is also grace. Maybe that's another aspect of vitamin G, the gratitude, finding something to be grateful for. But the vitamin L that has to permeate, and the only thing that can overwhelm the anger, the hatred, the distrust, the fear that is going on as these so-called battle lines have been drawn, the so-called pro-vaccinators, those who are questioning the safety and more. We'll talk with an irate beaver when we come back. Hopefully it'll lighten our burden.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shot for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Okay.
Trying to put you in a little bit better mood here.
I needed that, actually. Thank you. I asked for a Beaver music, and you got me Leave It to Beaver. That was great. Thank you. Yeah, it's Super Don to the rescue. I tell you, I'm taking a lot of CBD tonight. I'm just so emotional. It's injustice, right? When you see injustice, you know it. Anybody that sees injustice and doesn't feel it. And the question is, how do you bring justice to unjust situations? And some people, of course, say, well, violence is the only way. But doesn't that perpetuate the cycle? At the same time, you have a right to defend yourself. But even from the animal kingdom? Here's a story. It's not just the humans that are mad. How about an irate beaver?
Now, listen, you laugh.
Yeah.
But as we were doing a little bit of research on this here before the show.
It's not the first time.
It turns out, this is not something really to laugh about.
Yeah, leave the beaver alone. Not leave it to beaver. Leave the beaver alone. Headline, irate beaver takes man hostage. Now, this is not a beaver that works for Child Protective Services or anything like that. It's a rogue beaver struck terror into the heart of a man making his way home late at night in the Latvian city of Daugavpils. I don't know if I pronounced that right. And this is the newspaper report picked up the Latvian Public Broadcasting. The man, identified only as Sergei, says the beaver ran out of some bushes and suddenly bit him. He fell over as he tried to fight the rodent off and was bitten again as he tried to get up. And the USA Today described this as a Kafkian nightmare. Sergei phoned the police as the beaver held him hostage and refused to let him get up, only to have his plea for help allegedly dismissed as a prank call.
Yes.
Hello.
Now, this as the story continues here, mm-hmm. this next part of the story is screaming for some type of a Jim Carrey movie scene of some sort here, okay?
Totally.
Because check it out. Sergei,
mm-hmm.
he calls his friend, and he persuades his friend, who didn't believe him at first, that he's being held hostage by a beaver, okay?
Yes.
His friend decides, mm-hmm. okay, I'm going to come help you. I got to go see what's going on. So his friend is speeding to go help his friend.
Yes.
And gets pulled over by the police.
And breathalyzed.
Well, yeah. I mean, imagine. The police car pulls you over. Did you know you were speeding? Yes, officer. Listen, my friend, he's being held hostage by a beaver.
A hostile beaver, no less. Have you been drinking, sir? Yeah. Have you been drinking?
How do you explain that to a police right. officer, right?
Right. So they called the animal welfare officers. And, they discovered he was finally telling the truth. The hostile beaver was, he got 15 stitches. Though they say in Latvia, look on the lookout if you're vacationing in Latvia for spring break, the beaver is still at large. It's still at large.
Now, I got to tell you something. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing we didn't have Liam on in this segment with this story.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I know. He's standing by. I hope he's not listening. He could be in trouble. I told you, parental advisory next hour.
I have been very, very much in control of my comments here.
Have you? Okay. You're a very good boy. Thank you. Because, I don't know, I'm about to lose it just with the intensity of the stories that are happening here.
Listen, with the whole beaver situation here, mm-hmm. In this story, just for people who might think that this is something crazy,
yeah.
they link to another story mm-hmm. where back in 2013, a man tried to take a picture, saw a beaver while he was fishing, mm-hmm. decided to approach the beaver to take a photograph. The beaver bit him on the thigh, severed his artery, and killed him.
Wow. Killer beaver.
So don't mess with the beaver, man.
Don't mess with the beaver. And, you know, remember, beavers are designed to bite through logs.
If
you
exactly. think
they can't bite through you. And, you know, this sounds like what happens in Florida in the springtime mating season for alligators. You don't want to stumble upon a mating alligator or something guarding its nest.
That'd make a good sci-fi movie, like Beaver versus Alligator, right?
Irate beaver versus mating alligator.
During a short show.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, folks. Thanks for hanging on with us this hour. Pretty intense stuff. Needed an irate beaver to lighten the load, so to speak. When we come back, the Three Aminos reunion time. Richard Pearl, Liam Sheff, and who knows what kind of mayhem will be visited upon the radio dial wherever you're listening. In the meantime, take heart, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.